can't kidnap a guy and take his things. That's so illegal.
Well, sure we can.
We go through with this, nobody gets hurt, right?
Oh, man, we snatch him.
There he is!
We grab him, signs a few signatures. We give him a protein shake. He doesn't even know what happened. I watched a lot of movies, Paul. I know what I'm doing.
The Sun Gym Gang has successfully acquired every asset you had.
What happens now?
Now I go to work.
Okay, here's the deal. It's odd when the biggest praise I can give one of the most successful directors of our time, who's made 10 movies in the past 20 years with billions of dollars in the box office, is that his latest film is coherent. You'd expect more from a guy with that resume, but this is Michael Bay, and this is apparently high praise. His latest film, Pain and Gain, is a much smaller production than he's used to, with no giant robots or expensive freeway chases. It's a story of some bodybuilders in the 90s who turned to a life of crime to make money. I'm not a fan of Bay's comedic delivery, which is much of what this film is, turning the real-life monsters in the crime into slapstick buffoons. But to that somewhat dubious end, it works for the film and is helped along by likable actors and a slick look that is cleaner than the over-filtered Transformers look that Bay is used to. Somewhat entertaining, Pain and Gain begrudgingly gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.